Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
There he is.
High fly ball, left field, way back, out of here. Seiya Suzuki, second of the day. And the Cubs have opened up a 6-1 lead, a no-doubter from Seiya.
Give that man a jar of pickles.
We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Hour number 3 of Hit and Run. Judson Richards in for Matt Spiegel today. You heard the voices there. John Shombe, of course, of the Marquee Sports Network. The man who sits next to him and will be on the call today joins us now on 6-7 of the Score, and that is Jim Deshaies. Jim, thanks for joining us, and thanks for warming up that voice a bit before you get set for a big game today. Hey, Friday night off. Electric atmosphere, it certainly felt like. What's it been like at Comerica watching the Tigers and the Cubs match up?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I'm kind of disappointed that we didn't get a chance to do that game. Big crowds, a ton of Cub fans here, as you would expect, and two really good baseball teams, so you can't ask for much more than that. It's been fun to watch, and Cubs played a little home run derby here yesterday, which is a little bit surprising in this ballpark, but it was an impressive show.
Yeah, Jim, you'll have the TV call at 12:40 today. We'll have the radio call right here on 6-7 of the Score, 12:40 first pitch. Our pregame show begins at 12:05. And Jim, I'm sure one of the reasons why, too, Friday night would have been so much fun. We know that the Tigers decided to save Tarek Skubal. He did not go against the White Sox. He was there Friday night. And so a lot made of that. And you know, Ben Brown had to be aware of that situation, the playoff atmosphere, the playoff-type teams. I felt that that may have been, I don't know if you want to call it a pivotal moment in Ben Brown's career, but perhaps a catapulting moment with the game that he put together matching up against Skubal on Friday night.
Yeah. I don't know if I would go so far as say, a pivotal moment, but what I like about it is it's two really good ones in a row. His previous outing when he came in behind the opener and pitched, six innings of one-hit ball. And then follow that up with a really good start here in a hostile environment in Detroit. Pretty impressive. But we know Ben Brown's capable of that. We saw it last year from him. So he's just a young guy still figuring it out at this level. His stuff plays. He's a bit of a unicorn. It's probably too strong of a word. But Cubs don't have a lot of high velo guys in their rotation. But he's certainly one of them who comfortably sits around 96, 97 miles per hour. He strikes me as a guy, even though he doesn't have a ton of experience, that moments don't really get to him. Sometimes he gets a little just amped up early on in games. I think that's been a little bit of an issue for him. But I think the more experience he gets, the more he'll be able to handle that. And he's a guy with a real high ceiling.
Guests, join us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. He is Jim Deshaies of the Marquee Sports Network. Jim, maybe I'll try to use pivotal again, but perhaps too strong a word. But I do look back to the game against the Marlins, and I've used the word somewhat wobbly. Listen, the Cubs have been really on track the entire season. But they had a revolving door at third base, and they, you know, confusion a little bit of who was the guy in the ninth inning. I know that Daniel Plensy isn't there every single time in the ninth, but that's not the case either, because you can't run an arm out there every single day. But Matt Shaw got called back up, solidified third base, and then Daniel Plensy attempted to close that game. He did not get it done in Miami, but really has been very, very good ever since. Did you see that as kind of a big moment for the Cubs, where Shaw came back up, has been very good at third, and then Palencia has offered some real stability in the ninth when Council wants him?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of having multiple, you know, high-leverage guys available late, and Palencia has certainly cemented himself as one of those guys that Craig feels comfortable going to. You love stuff. You love a guy who can throw 100 miles an hour late in games, the ability to keep the ball out of play, kind of takes luck out of the factor if you're striking people out. But the whole bullpen, right, has been, yeah, been lights out for an extended period of time. You go down that list of the arms out there in the bullpen, and just about every one of them's got a long scoreless streak going, or, you know, has allowed one run in their last 11 appearances, or, you know, something like that. So it's a group that's really pitching at a high level right now. Who knows whether they're going to be able to sustain it. But I think Craig feels really comfortable right now with what he's getting from his bullpen. And you're right on the Matt Shaw part. His return and the way he has performed has been outstanding. Defensively, he's been lights out. And the one thing I really like to see him drive the ball to the pull side like he did in the game yesterday. A lot of his hits after he first came up were to the opposite field. But I think there's more power in there, and I think the more he learns to pull the ball in the air, we're going to see the ball fly out of the ballpark a little bit more often too.
Jim, we know the acumen of Craig Council. What's impressed you most about the job he's done this year?
I just think he has such a great feel for his players. I think he does a real good job with his bullpen of, you know, trying to put people in a position to succeed. I think he creates a culture on his club where guys are accountable. He just has, you know, he has an easy way about him. He's one of the, you know, smarter baseball guys I've ever come across. He's very thoughtful. If you've ever been around him in any of his media sessions, when he gets asked a question, there's usually a pretty long pause. He doesn't just fire off a cliche. He thinks it through and gives you a good, honest answer. So I think all those attributes, you know, help make him a really good manager.
Speaking of attributes, you seem like a very cool customer, not a lot of highs and lows. And when I look at Kyle Tucker, I mean, that is a guy where he just is, I mean, he's one speed. He just rakes, right? He doesn't look, I don't think he's probably got like five beautiful cars back at home. He's kind of a unique star, isn't he, with the way that he operates, at least from afar?
Yeah, he doesn't draw a lot of attention to himself other than with his play. He's a pretty quiet guy. But it shows up in his play too.
Right.
Big moments, you know, don't bother him. The quality of that bat doesn't change whether it's a 7-0 game in the fourth inning or a 2-1 game in the ninth inning. He's going to give you the same professional at bat. He doesn't expand the strike zone. He's got such a smooth, pretty swing. He's just, I've been around a long, long time, and I'm not going to say he's the best hitter I've ever seen, but he's certainly top 10 and maybe top 5. It's been really impressive.
Yeah, and he's got a unique swing too. Like, it's more of he clubs the baseball. Like, you don't see a lot. I know some guys do, but you don't. And I don't think you could teach it, but you don't see as many kind of straight arm swings. He's just a giant, strong man. Great, great decision making at the plate, but more of clubs the ball, doesn't he?
Well, he's long in the zone.
Right.
You know, I think his bat path is stays in the zone a long time. So even if he gets beat with a fastball, he's able to drive it the other way. He doesn't hit the ball the other way a lot. But some guys just have the ability to recognize pitches early, to not chase that pitch out of the zone. He recognizes spin. I think he's really good at cherry picking those spots where he's going to go up and hunt, you know, a pitch early in the count, you know, whether he's looking in his zone or looking for a fastball, he'll ambush it. So he's patient without being passive. I think that's one of the great attributes that he has. So he's willing to accept his walk, but he's certainly going up there with the idea that he's looking to do damage.
He's Jim Shays of the Marquee Sports Network with us on 670 The Score. Cubs Tigers coming away at 12:40 this afternoon right here on The Score. Jim, can we talk a little bit about the matchup today? Cade Horton on the mound, another great opportunity for another young arm for the Cubs. When's Cade Horton at his best? What do you hope to see from him today matching up against a tough Tigers lineup?
Yeah, well, the stuff plays. You know, he's got a fastball at 95, 96 miles an hour. It's got a little cutting action on it, so I think that helps him neutralize left-handed hitters. And his breaking stuff is good against the righties, so I think he's got a real good assortment of pitches. He has looked comfortable at the big league level, and that's not easy to do to get up here, especially, you know, pitching for a big market club that's in first place and there's a lot of eyeballs on you. He's looked, you know, pretty comfortable so far. You know, I don't think they could ask more from him, frankly, you know, for a kid that's only been here for this will be his fifth or sixth major league appearance. He's done a real nice job. I think there's more swing and miss in there than we've seen so far. I think ultimately he'll strike more people out. But if I'm Craig Counsell, Tommy Haldavy, I'm not trying to get in his head too much. Just go do your thing, kid. We got a rested bullpen. We got your back. You know, just go do you.
Jim, you know, one of the big storylines in spring training was the future of Jed Hoyer and how it could be short-lived, right? He was at the end of his contract, or at least 2025 is the conclusion of his contract, and he kind of spoke openly about how it felt very different heading into this year, not really knowing his future. He's got a team now with the third-best record in baseball. I find it to be not only an incredibly complete team, especially if you take in consideration how much time Justin Steele has missed, who's going to miss the entire year, and how much time Shota Imanaga has missed, and how they've been able to fill those shoes, but also the margins of the team, right? Like the guys who are towards the bottom of the payroll, whether it be a Brad Keller or a Colin Ray, and how they perform. But, you know, I would expect a contract extension, but my question for you is, how impressed are you with the way that they kind of have been able to fill out this roster, and the guys performing that have been so good aren't just the big money guys or the guys that we would expect to coming into this season?
Yeah, well, it feels like they've hit on everybody.
Right, it does.
I mean, Drew Pomerantz, they make that deal with him. He's pitching AAA up in Tacoma, and he's been outstanding. Flexen, even though he hasn't been used a lot, has been effective. Carson Kelly, you know, he was like Johnny Bench for the first month of the season. You know, and up and down the list, you know, they, you know, obviously we knew it was a very good farm system and that there was help coming from down below. But a lot of those offseason acquisitions, things that people didn't think, well, that's going to really move the needle, they've moved the needle. Keller probably more so than anybody. Colin Ray's been solid. All those moves that you alluded to have worked out positively for this club. And that's what to have a championship season, you have to have some surprises. You know, you have to have guys that, you know, their career tells you this is who they are, and then they are able to surpass that, or guys come from outside the organization and do something that you never saw coming. And right now they're getting those kinds of contributions from, you know, any number of guys.
Jim, final one for you. But as far as championship aspirations, areas that they need to fill or, you know, trade deadline moves, what aspect of this team do you think they still really need to get shored up?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what they need, but I would think they would be hunting for starting pitching help. You know, whether it's a depth piece or, you know, if they can pull off a deal and add a top of the rotation type arm, you know, that would be obviously, you know, a priority for me, because, you know, Steely's done for the year. You're just worried about injuries going forward. You don't know in terms of inning loads how much you can ask out of Horton and even Brown to a certain extent. So I think the priority is going to be starting pitching. And beyond that, I think health will dictate what other moves they make. If somebody goes down, obviously they're going to have some holes to plug.
Jim, we thank you so much. How is the city of Detroit? Is that one of your favorites to visit with? I'm sure you took in the game Friday night, but a little bit of extra time with that game on Apple TV. How do you enjoy going to Detroit?
Yeah, well, you know, we stay out in Birmingham, and it's a really nice community, and it's great. So I haven't really experienced a whole lot of downtown Detroit, but it's been great. Yesterday, Boog and I hung out with Jason Benetti and Matt Painter and his wife, and had a drink and some chow and kind of talked baseball. And Painter's a huge Cub fan, and talked some college hoops as well. And the vibe here outside the ballpark was outstanding. Again, big crowd, tons of Cub fans, a lot of energy. It's been a fun weekend.
Yeah, I think I saw 41,000 plus at yesterday's game. I would expect it to be the same today. Jim, can't thank you enough for your time. I know a busy morning with the 12:40 start today. So thanks for joining us, and we enjoyed talking Cubs baseball with you. Have a great call today with Book.
Yeah, my pleasure. Great to be with you.
All right, good stuff there. Jim Deshaies of the Marquee Sports Network. Judson Richards back here with you on Hit and Run. I am in for Matt Spiegel. We'll talk about why Spiegs is away coming up before we finish up here today. But Cubs and the Tigers at 12:40 first pitch. Zach Zaidman will take over at 12:05. We have talked a lot about Jed Hoyer, and we'll get your thoughts in there. 312-644-6767. Moves, is there someone out there that you really want the Cubs to go after? 312-644-6767. And if I were to tell you right now, I haven't seen the news. It wouldn't shock me that the Cubs were to extend Jed Hoyer and make sure that he was still the president of baseball operations moving forward for this team. How would that make you feel? One of the things that's impressed me the most, and Jim just said it, and it's one of the things that makes you feel a little uncomfortable with how, at this point, you can't say every move worked, but it kind of feels a little bit like it. Like, especially the way that Matthew Boyd has pitched this season. Cade Horton, who takes him out today, is 3-0. Colin Ray, Colin had a couple of tough outings, but really for the better part of the season, he's been exceptional. Brad Keller has an ERA just over 2. Even when Ryan Pressly got hammered and lost his closing role in the ninth, he's been exceptional since he stepped in. So now you've got to ask yourself, if not Jed Hoyer, who else? And that's an honest question. I don't know available great general managers that are there. I also would guess that Jed Hoyer would have a job immediately. And so that makes you wonder, okay, is the guy that I have perhaps the most valuable at said role? Hoyer took over in November of 2020. Doing anything in 2020, especially when it comes to spending your owner's money, with it being COVID year, was going to be difficult. Then unpacking the 2016 core group, no one is going to really be popular when you say goodbye to an Javi Baez or a Chris Bryant or an Anthony Rizzo. But if we were to have a little revisionist history, I think at this stage of the game, we may give up Rizzo, Bryant, and Baez just for PCA of what he may become. So the moves that we are watching today, a number of them were set up years ago by Jed Hoyer. The team we're watching today, the move to Kyle Tucker and all the moves that happened free agency, that was made under the watch of Jed Hoyer. If you think Cade Horton can be great, if you think Matt Shaw can be great, if you think Ben Brown can be great, and go down the list, this is the perfect confluence of veterans, free agents, and rookies and young guys to have the third best record in baseball. That was all done by Jed Hoyer. I think he's earned that contract extension. 312-644-6767. Justin is with us in Joliet. Hey, Justin, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I think Luis Castillo is the guy. He's a power righty, top end of the starting rotation. Every day I'm kind of looking at Seattle's the result of the game, and I'm hoping that they can slide just far enough towards the deadline to where the Cubs can pry Luis Castillo from the Mariners. I feel like he's got a good long postseason run in him. We haven't really seen that. But yeah, I think he's the guy, Luis Castillo.
Justin, you think that that's the one, are they a frontline starting pitcher away from being a legitimate World Series contender, in your opinion?
I think so. Kind of what you said earlier in the show. If we get Luis Castillo, I think it would be a debate between him or Shota, who's the best pitcher on the staff. So that's my guy.
Justin, thanks for the call. Shout out to Joliet. I was there yesterday at Guy McCarthy's nice pool day with the family. My wife is from Joliet, so I love taking any calls from Joliet. The case that I made is Friday night when we watched the two best records in baseball match up. Cubs don't have a third best record in baseball. The one difference that you felt like when it came to if you were to debate who had the best chance to win a World Series, even if who had the best chance to win a seven-game playoff series, the difference was the Tigers on their roster have that big gun. They have that big arm. They have that big ace. I don't mean your team number one. I mean debatable as the best pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. Now, are the Cubs going to find themselves at Tarek Skubal by year's end? No, probably not. But I'll tell you this. Shohei Imanaga, he can be a legit number one. I don't know where I would have him ranked in all Major League Baseball. You'd like to see him get back on the mound and get back to work. But what I'd like to see the Cubs go out and do is I'd like to see them get an arm that is the caliber of, at least we can debate who should make that start in game number one of a playoff series. Is it going to be Shota or is it the other guy? Right. Speaking of Shota, there was some Cubs news today. Porter Hodge, he threw 30 pitches in a bullpen yesterday. And Shota threw 37 pitches in a bullpen yesterday as well. He will pitch in an Arizona game on Monday. So it's interesting when you talk about the trade deadline, you are getting some pieces at the deadline. As of now, it's going to be the return of Shota Imanaga and the return of Porter Hodge, which will be enormous. But how aggressive will the Cubs be? Tom Rakett should be really aggressive. He should always be really aggressive because he is the owner of the Chicago Cubs. We've seen the valuation of Forbes. We've seen the year-in, year-out earnings. But this is a season. This is a season that they have proven that they deserve. They deserve to make some really, really notable moves at the trade deadline. And we will get to see another great matchup today. First pitch at 12:40. Pre-game begins at 12:05 with Zach Zegman. We will get to these phone calls coming up, 312-644-6767. We'll read through some of these text messages. That's next on 6-7 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, with you from Matt Spiegel today on 670 The Score. It is a beautiful Sunday. As I mentioned, got out in the pool yesterday, little pool day. Only thing that would have been better if we had a big old flat screen and watched the game today. But you'll be listening to the game right here on 670 The Score. You've got the Tigers and the Cubs coming away at 12:40 p.m. Zach Zaidman will begin our pregame beginning at 12:05. A lineup is out. And I see what Craig Counsell is doing here, using the DH a little bit. It looks like to get some guys off of their feet. You've got Ian Happ hitting leadoff and hitting DH today. Kyle Tucker there into that two slot in right field. Say Suzuki in left. Then you got PCA hitting cleanup. Carson Kelly doing the catching. Michael Bush is at first base. Dansby Swanson at shortstop. Nico Horner at second base. Matt Shaw at third. And then the young guy, Cade Horton, is on the mound for the Cubs. 312-644-6767. We've talked about what you think this team may need to do to get themselves deep into the playoffs. How would you feel about a contract extension for Jed Hoyer? And again, it's a day where you feel like, if you pay attention to Major League Baseball, no matter where you are in the country, it's another must-see game. This is a rubber match today. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, I try not to get too caught up in that kind of draw of watching true crime or listening to the podcast. But, you know, I've got a little Dateline or a 2020 on the DVR or not much going on. You may check into that. And I've watched them long enough where you know how the storyline is going to be built, right? You find out, boom, here's what happened. And then it's like speculation, speculation, speculation. Then if it's a two-hour program, by that second hour, they really hit you with the evidence. Here's the DNA, right? Here's where you have it. Here's the thumbprint or the toe print if they get really creative in forensic files. And it's very similar to how we get an idea of how good our teams are going to be, especially in Major League Baseball, when you got 162 of them. You know, we always call it the Monday overreaction to what happened on a football Sunday. No greater overreaction than the next day after game one of a 162-game season of Major League Baseball. Why? Because it takes so much time. Even Jim Deshays, a little bit ago, who was discussing how well all these moves have made, and he said with the bullpen, every guy has been so good in the bullpen, you don't know if it's going to last, right? There's never that time where you can say, okay, we've done it, we've nailed it, this is who this team is, they're ready to go and win a World Series. But as we move from speculation to evidence, one of the evidence where I found this weekend was the bounce back from game one to game two, right? Because this is, as we'll watch tonight in the NBA Finals, we'll be expecting a bounce back from the Oklahoma City Thunder with the game that they dropped to the Indiana Pacers in game one. That's what great teams do. How quickly can you stop any sort of a skid? A lot of times that depends on starting pitching. But the Cubs lose 3-1 Friday night, base running miscue. You know it's a playoff type game or atmosphere when you are really breaking down base running. Why? Because one miscue can decide a series, can decide a game. But the Cubs come back yesterday, five home runs, the most they've had in an away game, and they bounce back immediately, and I expect them to show up today and go ahead and take that rubber match. Let's hear from the manager himself, Craig Counsell, who discussed not dropping two in a row after losing that game on Friday night. We'll get to that one in just a moment. 312-644-67. It was Craig Counsell in the game that he had, or the night that he had, where there really wasn't a whole lot to say in postgame yesterday. They just hit five home runs. Like, that was a really, really fast game. Here's Craig Counsell.
I think that's consistent, and that's contributions from a lot of players. That's what you have to do to prevent streaks like that, or, you know, prevent losses back-to-back, and we've gotten good performances consistently. You know, we got beat yesterday. The other team played a good game and they beat us, but make ourselves a tough beat, and I think we've done that pretty darn regularly, and that's gonna put you on top a pretty good amount of times.
make ourselves a tough beat. That's what we've done pretty regularly. That's absolutely what they've done to come to the third best record in baseball. Another one from Craig Counsell on this team yesterday. What was it? Two from Seiya. Yeah, one from Matt Bush. Of course, one from PCA and one from the rookie Matt Shaw. Here's Craig Counsell hitting five home runs.
I mean, I think it speaks to just, you know, a different way to win a game. We hit some homers today. Didn't do much else, but the homers are good. And he hit five homers. That's a pretty good day. So, you know, guys did a good job getting the ball in the air and getting some pitches to drive.
It's hard to believe, but I think that was, well, they hadn't gotten another home run from the third base position besides from Matt Shaw. I think Shaw's got two. Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong. I think Shaw has two, and that may be it all from the home run production from the third base area from the Chicago Cubs. And that's supposed to be where your power guys are, just to show you how good they've been really all over, up and down the lineup for the Cubs.
You're correct. Two home runs this season with eight RBIs.
Yeah. So unless there's one I'm forgetting from Justin Turner, I mean, you know, the slug from third base hasn't been there, yet they're getting it almost everywhere. Up and down the line, 312-644-6767. Let's go to Keller, who is with us in Cedar Rapids. Keller, what's going on? Thanks for joining us on The Score.
Hi there. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So this is what's on my mind. You asked a moment ago, like, what you think or what we think the Cubs need to do to get to the next level. And I feel like a broken record saying this because I'm sure everybody's said it, but I think we need to reinforce that bullpen. I feel like we need to get a bona fide closer, not just a rotation of closers. And I know Danny Palencia has been out there a lot, but it doesn't feel like there's a 100%, this is our closer every night guy in our bullpen. And I was looking at some names that are available potentially on the trade market coming up, and a name that I would love to see in a Cubs uniform again is Mark Leiter Jr. And I don't really know how he's doing this year, and I know that the Yankees are doing really well, but my thoughts are I feel like the Cubs bullpen has been getting lucky as much as they've been dominant. And we gotta flip that ratio a little bit.
Keller, you're not confident in Palencia.
I'm not really. I just,
does he not throw hard enough for you?
That's you got me there. but it's maybe it's just from years of being led astray by the Cubs bullpen and getting hurt by them. That I just don't. I'm conditioned to not trust them, and yeah, I think we got to get some help in there.
Keller, thanks for the phone call. I would disagree that you will never hear me say no. They are completely stacked at bullpen arms, and they don't need to improve the bullpen. We'll never hear that. I got to say though, because sometimes the most cost-effective way to find a closer is to develop him yourself. And some, you know, Billy Beane, for those of you who almost called him the Oakland Athletics, the Athletics of don't call us Sacramento, but now play in Sacramento and sometime will play in Las Vegas. One of the things that Billy Beane was really famous for was being able to develop a closer on his own and then selling him for high, right? So spend very little. Make him a closer that someone else is like, we've got to have that closer that they have developed, sell him, develop another closer, sell him, continue. So at times, if you can find a guy that is already there that hasn't, you know, had 8 years of being a great closer, again, it's a special spot. It takes a special makeup, so you may feel more confident. But just because Palencia may not be perfect at times doesn't mean that he can't settle in to becoming your long-term closer. And by the way, he's been pretty damn good. The game against the Marlins, his first real opportunity that they ended up losing 8-7, he was one strike away from grabbing that save. And so for a guy who came in with one career save, now has five on this season, and average fastball between, well, I think he gets from 99 to 102, but the average fastball sits at 99.2 miles per hour. That is in the 99th percentile of Major League Baseball. So do I think that Daniel Palencia can be their closer for the rest of the year? Like, would I say, are you okay with Daniel Palencia closing games in the playoffs? As of now, I would say yes. I absolutely would say yes. By the way, if we're talking a major move, I would rather see it for a starting arm anyways. But I think that the Cubs have done that thing that great teams often do, and when you have something that stops working, how do you fix it? Ryan Pressly wasn't able to get it done. How do you fix it? You develop your own guy, and Palencia has been able to be good in the ninth inning.
Now, to bring up a name that we mentioned before, Mark Leiter Jr., to put in perspective with the stats, Leiter Jr. has only got two saves with a 3.38 ERA compared to Daniel's five saves, 1.64 ERA. Going to that previous caller, Keller.
Yeah, I liked how Keller said, I don't really know what Mark Leiter Jr. is doing right now, but I just like him. I just like Mark Leiter Jr. Get him in here.
He's got a likable face.
Yeah, something like that. A recognizable name, right? A junior. No, that's good. 312-644-6767. Some of the texts that are coming in as, again, we've been discussing what this team may or may not do at the trade deadline. This one from the 815. I have zero faith in Ricketts. At best, he'll allow the trade for a rental who's here for half a year, and no chance he ponies up to re-sign Tucker or extend PCA. Let's hope, especially that very last one, and the extension of Pico Armstrong isn't true, but how much will he go out and spend or allow Jed Hoyer to go and make their move? We've been told that if they are a proven or proved to look to be a winner, that there is money to spend or there is moves to go and make. Because there's two things that have to happen. Number one, you have to an organization want to trade with you. Typically, that's by way of prospects. Cubs have the prospects. Now, who would you be okay saying goodbye to? That's a question. Would you be okay if the Cubs traded for a proven arm, let's say a Chris Sale, for someone like a Ben Brown? Because the thing about getting a great arm is it's not just asking Ricketts to spend more money adding to the payroll. It's also who do you say goodbye to that may be a big part of the future. I got another name for you. How would you feel about saying goodbye to Moises Ballesteros? Is that a name? Like, if I said to you, take a top arm that you want, maybe Chris Sale, maybe Luis Castillo, would you be good with trading Ben Brown? Would you be okay with saying goodbye to Moises Ballesteros and another top 10 prospect? Like, would that be a package that you would say, yeah, I could live with that? The thing about Ballesteros is he doesn't necessarily have a position. Like, he's not ready to be a big league catcher yet. And the Cubs have some depth at that position. You've got Miguel Amaya, who's a young arm. You've got Michael Busch, who looks like he's grabbed first base. So although I really like the Ballesteros vibes, I think he's got a good-looking left-handed swing. I recognize he's only 21 years old, and that swing looks like he could play for a lot of years in the bigs. You're going to have to give up something. So are those names that you would be okay with? It's not just on Ricketts. It's on what Jed Hoyer is also comfortable giving away. 312-644-6767. Tyler, do you have a thought on that?
I was just going to say, that in that situation, and David Haw and Bruce Levine yesterday kind of had this same discussion about it. It's a lot of a high risk, high reward, where you're giving up a lot, but you're getting a proven pitcher like Chris Sale that can, coming in day one, will immediately influence the bullpen that the Cubs need right now.
No doubt. And also, I think that the season has played themselves into being okay with that risk reward situation, right? You know, this team, we enjoyed some of the PCA Seiya Suzuki audio. You know, you look for breadcrumbs of what makes a great team. Are they talented? Yes. Do they play hard? Absolutely. Do they also look like they enjoy playing baseball with each other as a team? You know, one of the things about baseball is it's very unique in a way where it's the closest to what you and I do. Right, it's the closest to you going to work 5 days a week. And you may like where you work, you may not like going there every single day for 6 months. And if you're like, dude, they play baseball for a living. Well, guess what? If you're Pecro Armstrong, he's never going to know what a normal job is like. That's what happened when you rake and are the fastest outfielder in all of Major League Baseball. Kyle Tucker just clubs baseballs for a living. Like, if you only know baseball, you're going to know that to be your only job. So when these guys spend every single day together, more time they do with their families, they have to enjoy going to the ballpark together. It doesn't always happen, but it can decide a good team versus a great team. So all of these breadcrumbs, all of these things that you look for in the fabric of a great team, I see it in the Cubs. So do I think Ben Brown's got a bright future? Absolutely. Do I think Moises Ballesteros has a bright future? Absolutely. But whoever is giving up a legitimate big league starting arm is going to want guys with bright futures. That's going to cost you. 312-644-6767. Bill in the Burbs is with us on the Score. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Hey, how are you today?
Doing well.
Yeah, two things. You know, one, I love how the Cubs pride themselves on analytics. And I think most of the time it works in their favor. I'm just a little confused about how they manage the analytics with Dansby Swanson and where they put him in the lineup. I mean, the data is fascinating. He's got a 180 OPS hitting fourth, a six-something OPS hitting fifth, a 501 OPS hitting sixth, and over 1,000 OPS hitting seventh and eighth. They moved him from eighth back when they faced Abbott in Cincinnati. They put him fourth because they thought he'd hit lefties. He's 9-for-51 against lefties this year. I just don't understand. And Council left him in the 4-5-6 hole for the last two and a half weeks, and he's done nothing. I think he's 7-for-57. So, like, use analytics, right? Like, why did they even move him in the first place? The guy was on an incredible heater, seventh and eight, hitting seventh and eighth. It just baffles me. That frustrates me for a team that I think really does use analytics well.
Yeah.
It's like it's selective usage. Like, figure it out. If me, a layman in my car, can tell you all that, it's all online. It's all on baseballreference.com. Like, I don't understand why they can't figure it out. But anyhow, there's that. I was just listening to what you said about the trades.
Yeah, Bill, hold on. Bill, let me stop you 1 second. So Dansby's hitting seventh today. I don't have your numbers in front of me. Is that a good spot for him or bad spot?
He's good spot.
Okay,
finally,
good spot.
But
all
it's
right.
Like, I just don't understand like why it took him 2.5 weeks to put him seventh when Michael Busch is hitting the cover off the ball and giving you a great at bat even when he doesn't, and you keep putting Dansby fifth and sixth. It's just I don't get it. But again, I'm not paid $8 million to manage the team.
That'd be fun though, huh?
It would be. I think I'd like to take my chance at it if I'm given the opportunity.
Just but, show up with your baseballreference.com and get to work. Yeah.
That's not that hard. Yeah, www.baseballreference.com. There you go. The other thing I'd say is just on the trade thing, I think what's really fascinating to me about the Cubs and their future is if you look at the payroll for next year, right, Hap, Crow Armstrong, Suzuki, Bush, Nico, Dansby, Shaw, Amaya, Kelly, Tyone, Shota, Brown, Assad, Boyd, all under contract, all under team control. So they're not, you know, some of those guys will get some arbitration raises, but the others are set. They know their costs, right? And so you've got this fascinating decision of do you sign Tucker for the big money and or extend PCA, right? But if you don't, like, to me, that's really important to know before you start making all these trades.
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to commit to Tucker long term, then I would say don't trade Ballesteros. Don't trade Alcantara or Casey. Trade one of them, not both of them. Okay. But if you are going to sign him and you know that, and which they won't, of course, but I'd like to think if they wanted to be the highest bidder, they could. Then it opens up, right? If you're going to have Tucker in the outfield for the next, you know, 7 to 10 years, then you don't need either Alcantara or Casey, probably. So that's to me the fascinating dilemma of, like, what you give up. Because what I would really hate to see is I actually think the Cubs have at least a two-year window this year and next year, given how their payroll is and their contracts. And then if you look down the road, like, I think the goal, if you're Jed Hoyer, the general manager, or even Ricketts, is how can we elongate that window? How can we lengthen it, right? And you can't just go all in all the marbles and get rid of Ben Brown and Ballesteros and those guys for, you know, rentals, if you will, that may or may not even help you. Like, it's not 2016 anymore. Most people in their lifetime have seen the Cubs win. So, like, I don't feel the need maybe the way I did in 2016 to be, like, whatever it takes.
Bill,
I'd like to.
Bill, thanks for the phone call. We're up against a break. You just laid out why sports is the best reality show, right? Why whether it's the off season or in season, and why we talk about someone like Jed Hoyer and a contract extension as much as we do, because this is a great reality show where you're in the conundrum. And your last thought there was very fascinating, that somehow 2016 made you not want to be as aggressive in 2025, like that you're thinking more about the future after watching your team win a World Series, where I think there's a lot to unpack there. But the decisions that Jed Hoyer is having to make, how aggressive are you? Do you go in right now? That's what we want to know. That's what we're waiting for. And by the way, I am not interested in kicking the can down the road, Bill. That's where I would disagree with you, where you don't get enough opportunities. You know, the Cubs, their teams weren't that different the last 2 years. You didn't have a Kyle Tucker, but you found yourself at 83 and 79 the previous 2 years. If you feel like you have something, invest in that something. Third best record in baseball. Cubs are top five in home runs, hits, walks, and stolen bases. And they've figured out their bullpen. They've got guys on the mound. Cade Horton goes today, another young arm. 312-644-6767. I say go. What does all in mean? That seems overly aggressive, but I say go in, absolutely. We'll get your reaction. More coming up, by the way. Zach Zaman, the pregame show, 12:05 coming up. First pitch, 12:40 between the Tigers and the Cubs right here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, a final stop here on Hit and Run. Judson Richards in for Matt Spiegel today. It has been really, really a busy show, as it should be. There's a ton going on both sides of town. And if you missed it, check it out on the Rewind function on the Odyssey app. Vinny Duber joined us at 9:30. Talked about the Sox. And listen, Speak said it back on May 27th. I know because it was clipped on the social media here at The Score that, you know, he made the prediction or made the proclamation that the White Sox had turned the corner. Don't know if he was, let's say he was ahead of his time there with that call, because it's happening now. It feels like White Sox have won three in a row and four of their last five. So cover that with Vinny Duber. John Greenberg was excellent at 10 o'clock. Talked about Jed Hoyer, possible contract extension in the Cubs, what Ricketts may or may not do. And, of course, covered some Justin Ishbia stuff. He really made me feel better about Ishbia. Although he has Nashville ties, he is a man who has an $80-plus million compound here in Chicago, and the White Sox will be staying here as well. And Jim DeShays was excellent at 11 o'clock as well. All of that may be a bit outdated once the Cubs go up against the Tigers at 12:40 today with that first pitch of a great rubber match as Zach Zimmer will take over coming up at 12:05. It's been great to fill in for Matt Spiegel. I am a huge fan of the show. Not the circumstances that I wanted my first time to be in for Matt Spiegel. Speaks lost his dad, Herb Spiegel, 92 years of age. He passed away last week. Now, even more difficult, Father's Day on Sunday, and I know that Herb was regularly on. This is, you know, baseball is for everyone. This is very much a father and son show, as Ruben, his young son, otherwise known as the assistant producer of the show, is there on the other side of the glass. And, of course, I know that, not today, of course, but regularly on the show. And Herb Spiegel was a guest of the show on Father's Day. Seems only fitting as a father-son talk baseball on that particular day. But Herb Spiegel, 13 grandchildren. And so we are thinking of the entire Spiegel family today and about how much they love the game of baseball, how much it means to them, and how much really this game means to family. As I mentioned, Zach will take over coming up here shortly. We've got the best team in baseball. I say that. I don't like saying that. I say it record-wise. The best record in baseball versus the third best record in baseball, the Chicago Cubs. That's coming up. And this is the rubber match, right? This is, you know, you've got playoff atmosphere. And then you've got legitimate playoff teams. Detroit Tigers were there last year. 41,000-plus yesterday. I loved the way that the Cubs bounced back with the five home runs that they hit. It was a tough way to lose. 3-1 coming off of a tremendous Ben Brown start. But then you also have the way that they responded. Jameson Taillon was outstanding. Jameson has been really, really good. I think five consecutive quality starts for him, and it'll be Cade Horton versus Jack Flaherty coming up today on The Score. Let's go to Scott in Northwest Indiana, who's joining us on 670 The Score. Hey, Scott, what's going on?
I didn't know that about Speak's dad. Speak is, I never met Matt. He's, but he's part of my life every day, and I'm really sorry to hear about his dad. He's talked about his dad before, and I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks for saying that, Scott.
So I love you, Matt. But I guess the reason I called was mostly that I know the Cubs aren't going to re-sign Tucker. They're not going to spend the money. So it's this year or nothing. And what are they going to do here coming into July to make sure that they have their best chance in October or November or December or whenever?
You think that's go get a big arm, right? I'm assuming, Scott, that's the move you want up on the mound?
They have to. Is Sale going to be available?
I don't know. I've been calling Atlanta, but no one's been getting back to me, Scott. But let's hope so. Let's hope so. And thanks for the kind words. You know, never say never. Right, you made the finality there about Kyle Tucker. You don't know in the off season, but Jed Hoyer made a decision that yes, they were willing to give up the moves that they did: Isak Paredes, Cam Smith, Hayden Wesneski. They gave it up to go and get Kyle Tucker. So invest in your investment, right? I think is the way that I would look at it. I would never say never, but, you know, and there will be other free agents available. Not that I don't want to see Kyle Tucker. I want to see him in a Cubs uniform for the rest of his career. May not happen. What does that mean for PCA, the rest of the contracts going around? But we need to acknowledge that this group looks like or is doing things not since 2016. Things went pretty well in 2016. So, most importantly, let's just enjoy today. And I kind of, you know, dropped a surprise there on Scott on why Matt Spiegel is not here. But we just want to say, you know, from the score, from Hit and Run, his show, Spiegs, we're thinking of you. 13 grandchildren for his late father, Herb Spiegel, who has passed away. Cubs baseball is coming up next. We will leave you with a couple of great calls today.
Good morning. And first of all, I just have to say all the best to Spiegs. Spiegs mentions on the radio that he's been talking to me forever. So you're very dear to me. So I will say that just the best to someone that's very dear to me and to his entire family.
Very dark day. I have to say Herb Spiegel was an infinite font of life knowledge, baseball trivia, and he was a master practitioner in what is one of humanity's most important things, and that's oral history. And baseball's oral history is unlike any other. You know, there aren't these shows, for instance, Hit and Run and Inside the Clubhouse for basketball and for football. Baseball is like no other, and the only thing we can do is honor him by talking about baseball. So I'm going to start talking about the Cubs before I start crying, okay?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.